You're listening to SBS News.
More than 1.5 million Australians come from non-English speaking backgrounds. As the country transitions from PCR tests to rapid tests, not everyone seems to be keeping up. That's according to Fatima Haseeb.
People from non-English background and the people like a migrant, they don't know how to use the rapid test. That's why always they don't get a right result. Yeah, like, and the other things is very difficult for the larger family to afford the rapid test because the price is high and it's difficult.
There are growing calls for governments at all levels to ensure instructions about how to use these tests are widely available to people of all backgrounds and in all languages. The tests are known to only provide instructions in English, leaving many people from non-English speaking backgrounds lost in translation.
I know somebody did the rapid test and she didn't know how to use it. And she got the wrong result. And then the next day when she did the PCR test and she got positive results.
The chair of the Africa Health Australia organisation, Vincent Ogu, says it seems to be a barrier that's becoming rife across several communities.
My African community, that we're not receiving significant information, if any, regarding the process of doing this channel through community leaders or channel through community avenues. Look, it's not too late to do that, but we can do it better.
Mr. Ogu says the lack of rapid test instructions in languages other than English could potentially be dangerous.
There is still need to convey how to do it accurately, properly. If not, we'll get the wrong result and then that will endanger people's health.
Community leaders such as Dr. Basim Al-Ansari say they are worried that the lack of translation could lead to a spike in false negative cases.
We're depending on people doing it in the right manner. Because if you don't follow the instructions in the right manner, then the percentage of false positives and false negatives is going to be higher.
In New South Wales on Friday, for example, Premier Dominic Perrottet said people can get further advice on the health website, but in terms of translation services, Multicultural New South Wales is working on updating resources. But community leaders say they haven't received or engaged in any communication thus far from the government.
There is also need to activate those community networks to ensure that this information is timely and accurately passed to the community.
The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Massilia Eiley, SBS News.